Please, Pat.
Can we find out if Pat's here, please?
He is.
Pat! Patrick!
Wait, why is Pat Tim?
Behind the curtain, theaters are hotbeds for chaos. And no play shows this better than the production Noises Off. Director Mark Learman of Western Michigan University Theater explains.
Noises Off is a farce. It's probably one of the best-known farces in the modern theatrical canon. It is about a company of actors who are striving to create the best show that they can, and everything that can go wrong does go wrong. The show is unique in that it's seen from three perspectives. We see the last rehearsal in the first act, then we see it from backstage at a performance a month later, and then we see it in the third act again from the front at the final performance, or one of the final performances.
Part of the comedy of the show is seeing the difference between the characters on stage and the actors' true personalities.
My name is Colton Steele, and I am playing Selston. Selston is like a 70-year-old man who's been in the theater for about 60 years, and he's an alcoholic, and he loves whiskey, and he spends most of the show searching for a bottle of whiskey that, you know, the rest of the cast keeps hiding from me.
Daddy, my love!
No! She's emerged, has she? Come on, old girl, you're on!
Are you all right?
Is she all right?
I'm Hillary Sussman, and I'm playing Dottie Ottley. She's, like, very experienced in the theater. It's clear she's been in a lot of shows, and she's aging, and she's kind of a diva, so she's in denial of her age and getting jealous of the younger actresses around her, like Brooke. She plays Mrs. Clackett, who's the old housekeeper, and she's always bringing on sardines and complaining because she keeps losing them, and she's like a grouchy old woman, and Dottie probably doesn't want to be playing that kind of part, but she's washed up.
Look, Dottie, look, Gary, I'm not going to make a great speech, but we have all got to go out there and put on a show and...
We can't do it in complete silence. We eventually have to talk to one another.
My name is Annika Garcia de Graff, and my character's name is Belinda Blair. She knows all the gossip of the cast. She's always trying to put the pieces together when things go awry, and she finds herself tripping over herself constantly. On stage, she's big. She tries to act like nothing's happening. And if it is happening on stage, it's a part of the show. And it's perfectly fine. And it's okay. Everyone fix the show.
Oh, my God!
I beg your pardon.
Oh, my God!
I'm Lexi Plath, and I'm playing Brooke. She's a big airhead. I think she wants to be good, and she tries, but she doesn't pick up on things very easily, and she's blind, and she's always losing her contact, and it's like a big thing for everyone to have to deal with.
So is she different when she's on stage?
Not really. She's pretty dumb the whole time. She knows her lines, and she sticks to her lines no matter what is happening, and doesn't really adjust or help anyone else out if something goes wrong. She just knows her plan and goes with it.
Noises Off is primarily a slapstick comedy. It makes light of typical theater problems like scrambling for costumes and forgotten lines, but it also shows fights between actors and awkward love triangles. Director Mark Learman says most plays aren't this chaotic, but every company is bound to have one of these problems sooner or later.
Everything that has happened in the show has happened at some point in our careers, as it were, or in a show that we've been in, or something close to it, maybe not to the extent of what happens in this show, maybe not to the comedic potential that is pulled in this show. But I think that's what makes it work so well, is that it is relatable not only to the specifics of a theatrical production, but to life itself.
WMU will put on Noises Off at Shaw Theater. The show starts Thursday and runs through October 20th.